Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Namaste, friends, Shukademus and Pliers, Clinton, Solomon, Nectarine Baptiste, and welcome to Series 5, Episode 4 of Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Welcome anyone who hasn't been here before. Make that person feel at home. Give them a special chair. Let them be the milk monitor for the day. We are here to discuss strange phenomena, eerie happenings, not of this world, and all like spooky stuff and that from the paranormal world. But crucially, we also offer another service, an attempt to unearth those fakers who are riding on the coattails of true psychics like myself. As ever, with me is my co-presenter and PA, Linda Pollock. Hello, Linda.
Hello to you, Clinton.
Oh, what have you been up to this week, my love?
I'm doing the old place up. I thought, new me, new year, new feature wall.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. What sort of thing are you doing, my love?
Great big flowers, like in the 70s when we said we'd never do that again?
Yeah.
I'm doing that again.
What sort of great big sort of
great big orange
Laura Ashley type?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice. Fantastic. And so, listen, some of you might be able to hear this very room we're in. I've got some workmen out the back there who are doing a little bit of stuff, aren't they? A bit of renovation.
Yeah.
So I've got to apologise if you do hear the odd buzz or some foul language from what are, frankly, can you hear that now? A bit of drilling.
Yeah.
They're manual labourers. They're quite working class, and they do use foul language.
They're hard men doing a hard job.
They are hard men doing a hard job. Any news from Yvette Fielding? Her husband?
No, I did try Carl.
Right, what did he say?
He's a ninja warrior.
Yeah.
Very hard to track down, so I'll keep going.
Right, okay. Carl, if you're out there, come on, what we might have to do is just go and stalk her and go and find her and try and do what they call a guerrilla interview.
All right.
Where I speak to her, on the hoof sort of thing.
I think that might be our only recourse, but let me try the normal methods first before we go illegal.
Okay. Well, all right then, Yvette, if you're out there, please. Now, listen, what have you got? New stories this week. As you know, look, part of the remit of this podcast is to weed out the charlatans in the field. And what I like to do is go to some of the tackier supermarket paranormal magazines for women. Not being sexist, Linda, but it's mostly women who do read this stuff. Don't look at me like that. This week I've gone to the Daily Mail, which, compared to Chat, Fate and Destiny magazine, reads like bloody Time magazine. Have a look at this. Go on, Linda, what does that say? Read that.
Spirit Airlines. Flight attendant says ghost of passenger's wife appears in flight.
Wow.
A flight attendant has claimed she saw the ghost of a sleeping passenger's late wife during an overnight flight, who told her exactly how to prepare tea for her husband, who was transporting her body home.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, the body is being transported home, and this lady, the air hostess, reckons she spoke to her.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, go on, who is it?
Because that's how you're going to spend your afterlife, right? Giving other people instructions on how to make a brew. Former Emirates Airline employee Sandra Kwan, 38, don't matter, claims she once spoke to the spirit of a dead woman whose body was in the cargo hold.
Jesus.
According to Sandra, she thought the deceased lady was a passenger and asked her if she needed anything.
Right.
The woman then allegedly told her to bring her husband, who was asleep at the time, some green tea when he awoke. Oh, that tastes like piss, doesn't it?
It does. And actually, I remember this. Also, he wanted milk and sugar in it.
Dirty.
Dirty! Yeah.
However, after the man woke up and she told him about the interaction, Sandra said she was told that and this is in bold, mind you, so pay attention. His wife had actually passed away days earlier and was actually being transported in the hold.
God, can I just say, it does make you think that she might have been having one up on the husband. I mean, she's coming, oh no, what he likes. Yeah. What he likes is some green tea with milk and sugar.
Revenge,
the
husband, you think?
Yeah, the husband's walking up and going, you what? Are you fucking kidding, aren't you? Green tea's disgusting enough. With milk? No one has that with milk. Oh, your wife said, oh Christ, I might not. No wonder I killed her and stuck her in the fucking car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or it was a comfort from beyond, I don't know.
Is that comforting from beyond, getting your tea? God, she's brought herself back to the from the dead.
She's still watching.
She's still watching. Yeah. I mean, I bet, you know, for all we know, that's right. Get him a nice ham sandwich. The geezer's vegetarian, probably. God, blimey, isn't that awful? Your wife dictate. I mean, you know, you don't. I've had partners before that dictating what I like to eat and drink. You'd like to think once they've gone, that's the end of that.
Well, you plead yourself then, can't you?
Jesus Christ! Anyway, listen, I just say, I'm just glad it was the Emirates Airlines. Imagine asking for a nice reviving green tea on Ryanair.
A green what?
Yeah, when my husband wakes up, he'd like some scalding hot water with a tea bag and an impossible to open sachet and a small Kit Kat for £13, please. Excuse me, aren't you dead? Can you get back to the hold, please? We'll be landing soon. Have you got the right change, love? Change, I'm fucking dead. Well, I can bring you your change when we get to Luton. Not really. I'll be down in the cargo in my coffin. Oh, fucking forget it. Do you know what I mean? Good job it was in a decent airline. Anyway, on that subject of the undead, we're going to kick off with some of our phone calls.
New message.
Hi, this is a message for Linda. Linda, I want you to get this message and then play it to... Oh, fuck it. I'll do that again. Oh, I can't delete it. I'll have to do this again. My phone rang.
Hello, Clinton. My name is Simon from Stockport, and I work at Kellogg's let's say Salford.
Hi. It's Jasper. Look. I've been sat on something for quite a while now, Clinton. It's beginning to hurt me.
Hello, Clinton. This is Dudley. I was just going out to take my dog, Dudley. Dudley the dog. He's gone missing. If you see him, just shout Dudley. Dudley! Dudley! He'll probably come. He's a bit sick. Thanks, Clinton.
You know, normally at this time of day, usually after 10:30 in the morning, I like to turn to Inkspot's St. Wrytham Lager. Munich-style, London-made crisp lager with mellow malts. Ingredients, water, barley, wheat, hops and yeast. It's unfiltered and vegan. It's excellent. You know what? To try any of their wonderful stuff, go to at the Inkspot Brewery or theinkspotbrewery.com. Oh, they are wonderful. Their lager's fantastic. Cheers! In fact, Ollie Reed, is it? Oliver Reed, what's that, Ollie? You like a drink of this? Probably best to point out that Inkspot want nothing to do with any of that sort of thing and you should be drinking responsibly. Come on, Ollie, get out. So that's Inkspot's St. Wrytham Lager. Cheers! Drink responsibly, etc. Thank you. I mean, I've got to address the elephant in the room, that we are having a little bit of work done in what I call, we're recording this in what I call my spirit reading room. And as you can verify, Linda, I say spirit reading room, it's a converted garage, isn't it, at the bottom of my garden. But there are some manual labourers here. Seen anything you like, Linda?
Oh, I'd like to have some work done on myself, yes, but...
Yes.
But they seem very skilled.
They're very, very skilled.
Sweary, though, aren't they?
Very sweary. And I cannot... Look, the thing is, what I do is something different. It's slightly more lofty than what these people do. And I can't help thinking they don't treat me with the respect I deserve.
Have you tried calling a mate when you talk to them?
That's what it is, isn't it,
you
mate?
You need to, what do they call it? Switch codes.
I'm going to switch. Well, I find it very, very difficult because what I am, I'm a very spiritual man. I'm an intellectual man. And these people, they want to talk about football.
Yes.
They want to talk about high-fat, calorific food content.
Yes.
And immigration, quite a lot, oddly.
I would stay clear of that
I'm going to stick clear of that one. But anyway, they're not quite as lofty as me, is what I'm saying. So I'm finding it a little bit difficult.
Don't be intimidated by them, Clinton. This is your house.
But they're making a sort of pergola for me to go and meditate on and stretch out and do, you know, some of my... What I like to do of a morning, because the sun, if you... I'm just showing Linda, if you, the sun comes out over there.
Yeah.
Have you heard about when you warm your bum hole?
Oh, I have seen that. Can you do that position?
I can just about. I do have to have someone in from the council. I might have to ask one of these fellas to help tip me over to revealing my third eye to the sun as it comes up of a morning. And actually, as it turns out, one of my neighbours who was looking out the window the other day. But I winked at her and just said, good morning. And, you know, no harm done. But that is what something I would recommend. What you do is sun your bum hole first thing in the morning.
Mm.
And it just, what does it do? I mean, it revives you, makes you feel good, but it will cause trouble with the police.
May I also suggest that as we move into the summer months, you might want to put a bit of Factor 50 on it first.
Can I just say, it's actually perineum sunning that you're doing there. It's not really bum hole, so to speak. Yeah, that's what it's called, perineum sunning. And you're right, you don't want to burn your gooch because you can feel as spiritual as anything, but a burnt goochal area will cause you havoc. You won't be able to sit down. This is the fact. Some people do call it butthole sunning, but it is actually a gooch. However, I dare say if your neighbour's looking out a window and sees your legs over your head like that, ends up looking straight into the new year, it is splitting hairs to say, sorry, love, actually, strictly speaking, it's my perineum I'm sunning. It will still get you some sort of non-custodial sentence and a hefty fine for indecency. So, worth bearing in mind.
OK, I will bear that in mind. Next
all
time
right.
I feel like sunning me taint.
You what?
Your taint. You know why they call it that?
Why?
Because it taint one or the other.
Oh, that's right. Well, you learn something every day and Linda will be sunning her taint. Sunning her taint as soon as the weather gets good. Anyway, let's get back to the show. A slight change this week. I feel I must address this message from Professor Robert Steele, who phoned me after a misunderstanding at the Parapsychological Society Christmas party. I was honoured to hear from him and... Well, Linda knows I'm pleading for him to reinstate me to the board.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, can I help you?
Sir Clinton Baptiste.
Yes, it is. To whom am I speaking, please?
You're speaking to Robert Steele. I don't think we've met before.
Sorry. Professor Robert Steele?
Yes.
From the Society?
Yes.
Oh, well, goodness me. thanks for phoning, Professor.
Yes. Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course, for you, sir, yes.
Right, well, I'm sure it's no surprise to you as to why I'm calling you.
Right.
I understand you were at the social event at the Warrington Hotel, where it's actually a pub, above the pub, for the annual drinks. Not last night, but the night before.
Yes, yes.
Right,
I was there, sir.
But unlucky for you, my wife was.
I remember the lady, sir.
Yes. And she took some calming down, let me just say that.
Oh, Christ. I do apologise, Bob.
Sorry, it's Robert. Robert Steele.
Beg your pardon, Robert. I did meet your wife, Elizabeth, isn't it?
That's right.
And can I just say, a charming lady she was. So that was a total misunderstanding.
Well, she may be charming, but let me tell you, she was not charmed by yourself. Quite the opposite, in fact.
All right, I'm sorry.
Now listen, you told a joke that was so off-colour, you'd need night vision glasses to spot it.
Oh, come on, it was a joke. There was a lot of jocular activity. People had imbibed drinks, it was a Christmas do, and it was fun, and I don't actually remember her being quite as upset as you like to make out.
Well, listen, whether you remember it or not, let me just tell you that she was incredibly upset. According to my wife, you brushed against her twice.
Well, brushed.
It's her note that I'm reading.
Yeah, faintly. Go on.
And then you spilt a glass of wine over her.
Oh, that was an accident.
To mop it up.
Yes.
Now, you're very lucky I don't take this to the police.
Oh, Christ, come on.
My wife was incredibly upset.
Right, I'm sorry. And please pass on my condolences to Lady Elizabeth and say that I didn't mean it. And actually, that dress was nice. I was only making a comment. And if that's the fashion, then that's the fashion. I don't really know.
My wife's fashion is neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. Exactly. And
listen, my wife looks the way she does, and that's no concern of yours.
No, charming.
Certainly not for any comment.
No, okay. I meant it as a compliment, and I'm sure all that would clear up.
This might be the kind of talk that you're used to in the working man's club.
No.
But you were at a society event.
Yes, I understand.
We need is bad publicity from clowns that come in and cause trouble. I mean, as far as I know, there were no journalists there that night, but there are usually, and I can't take that kind of risk. Is that clear?
Yes. Yes, certainly, and I was being ironic with the joke. It was mainly a demonstration of some of the filth I'd heard.
Some of the filth that you'd heard?
I've heard. I was just repeating the story that I'd heard.
Why do you think my wife would be interested in filth that you'd heard?
It was part of a wider conversation. I wasn't aware that your wife, Elizabeth, was listening, and
Lady Elizabeth, if you don't
Lady
mind.
Elizabeth was listening. I certainly wouldn't have used like words like tits and that if I'd known she would.
Now you sound northern. Where are you from?
I'm from Bolton, near Bolton.
Yeah, I know where Bolton is. You're from Bolton?
Yes.
Right, so what are you doing at the London HQ annual drinks?
Professor Robert, I am, well, I like to think I'm quite well up in the society at the moment. I've certainly spoken at a number of the... oh, no, come on, Bob, please, Sir Robert, Professor Robert, please. I often come to events in London. I've spoken at them. I've spoken a great deal about some of my work with the police and some such.
Well, listen, if you want to come to any events in London in the future,
Christ,
then you're going to have to phone ahead, because I can't take the risk. I'm afraid you've done, as you might say, pissed on your chips.
Oh, well, no, that's not fair. I tell you what, it's quite simple. Your wife, well, she's not averse to a couple of drinks herself. I'm not saying she was pissed out of her head, but she was certainly swaying around. And all right, I told a slightly off-coloured joke, and she fucking laughed. So I'm not having that.
I've not come on the phone to trade bad language with with a chap from Bolton. And I know when you're talking about work that you've done with the Met, as far as I know, you haven't worked with any police force. I would know about that. I've worked with Scotland Yard and West Yorkshire Police for the last 15 years.
Yes, and I'm aware of... I'm aware of that.
So who have you worked for?
Dick.
Who?
Cressida Dick.
What?
Yes, I can get Dick 24/7 on the phone if I wanted to.
Good God.
Well, I have done things, actually. I have solved cases. And I've got to tell you, I didn't want to bring this up, but your wife was very amused with some of my stories.
Listen, I told you before, I don't want to talk about my wife.
Well, she's the one who seems to cause trouble, and I don't exactly remember her. She's no shrinking violet, doing hoops upside your head in the middle of the fucking... Sorry, in the middle of the floor there.
Listen, what my wife does, and my wife in general, is of no concern of yours, and I made that clear at the top of the conversation. Now, you listen to me. I had to talk down another couple of members of the board, and having you drummed out...
Oh, Diane Cambridge? Diane Cambridge? Is she... What do you do?
Miss Cambridge is part of the board, yes. But where she went with her decision is of no concern of yours.
Right, well, she I've got history with her, and she's a humorless woman with a... with a face like a slapped ass. And I tell you what, if Diane Cambridge wants to kick me off the thing, I'll take it from you, but not from her.
Right. If you remain on the board, then you keep your mouth shut. Is that clear?
Yes. Yes.
Northern. Right. Candy Floss Entertainer.
Oh.
Give us a terrible name.
Oh.
All right. Am I clear? I said,
yes.
Am I clear?
Yes, Professor Rabbit.
Right.
Thank you.
I think our business is done.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's very disappointing. And can I just say, I would like to apologise to Professor Steele for any offence caused, and to his wife for brushing against her and for mentioning, you know, that joke about women's tits and that, and any comment about her face and all that. I know that will clear up in time. So let's keep an eye on that one.
In the meantime, we're still asking Yvette Fielding, please get in touch.
Please get in touch.
And here are the dubious paranormal headlines you can expect when you wake up tomorrow.
Chat, it's Fate magazine, are leading with an angel came to visit in an ice cream. She said she was 99. I thought I was going crush nuts. Spirit and Destiny continue their spooky predictions. Harry Styles to bomb two goats by April, and July sees GMTV shart controversy after Curry Chef comes in and Phil and Holly suppress another of their famous laughs. What are they like? While finally, Take a Break's Fate and Fortune go with Night of Terror at Jamaica Inn Hotel. Man called Roger Diggings from Southampton and wife Shirley witness ghost for 5 full minutes. They take photos, yet incredibly, they can produce none of them for this actual publication. Now that is spooky. So until next time, bye-bye, Linda.
Bye, Clinton.
Oh, lots of love. See you soon. Bye-bye, Spirit Fady Neil. Fady Neil.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.